Dave Moore on Today FM.
Johnny B, Johnny Smacks have walked in. There are two Johnnies there. Yeah. Hey, lads, come on.
What's the story, lads?
You're up over that.
What did you drink, Kyle, Dave?
How are you?
Not too bad, are you well?
I'm good. What are you asking me?
Thanks for bringing a big crowd of people to cheer us in.
Listen, it has to be done.
I've got to have you, make sure the people are applauding you as you walk in the door, lads.
Tell you about it.
Come here. Straight in.
Well.
No messing.
Go on.
Three arena.
Yeah.
Some crack.
Yeah. Like, lads, come on.
Straight in, no kissing, Dave.
Like, seriously. I was at the very first Three Arena show.
Mm.
Some unbelievable level of crack.
It's absolutely wild, lads.
And it's gotten bigger and bigger each time, so I can only imagine the plans for this one.
Yeah, last year we almost lost money. We invested so much into the thing.
That's why we're doing it again. Yeah. Trying to recoup some of the money that we blew last year. Last year we flew. Now the chafing has only just subsided in the inside of me grain, so we're going back. There will be no flying this year, lads.
No flying. Okay. So 13th of December, Three Arena. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Yeah, Friday morning, lads. Cancel whatever you're doing. Sell the children, get someone to mind the dog, call Farm Relief, get yourself there. Saturday, 13th of December. It's become a staple of people's Christmas.
I know it has.
And go absolutely mental, yeah. Last year, flying in on ropes.
So hang on, let's talk about this, right? Because I saw the I think you put it up afterwards, the behind the scenes thing. You went to London to practice.
For the training.
The training of how to fly on these ropes in.
Yeah.
Now, I should just say, when we went to London, they told us we'd be flying at the exact height that we would be in the Three Arena.
Okay.
Not the case. So the first time we got hoisted up was around an hour before doors opened.
Yeah.
There was a lot of panic.
I wouldn't be good with heights now myself.
No, nor would I,
it's
but
scary
I just thought.
When you're flying over 13,000 kulchis. Or foot and neck on cider, and they're all trying to throw stuff at you. I'll get him. Yeah. And the strings holding you are
metal things,
like,
are they?
Yeah, but they're small, like a little washing line.
Yeah. What's it gripping onto, like?
I'm just wondering,
harness, and then it's just clipped on.
Where's the harness, though?
Oh,
is it up around?
It's like a pair of underpants.
The harness is in a place only my wife would go. And even at times, she doesn't want to go.
She goes there on his birthday.
Okay, so that's on two metal strings.
Yeah. And it's grand. In rehearsal, we were doing a load of flips and stuff.
I saw that.
This is great. And then as soon as we got down, the two of us had absolute banging headaches.
Yeah.
So it was the opener of the show. So we said, look, on the night, we'll just do one flip.
Okay.
We'll do a bit of clapping, do a bit of air guitar. You'd have loved it.
Yeah.
It's great crack. It's a great way to start a show.
But like you said, this time round, you have to wind things in a little bit.
I don't know where we're going to go from here. I honestly don't know. I'm thinking about like getting shot in on a cannon. I don't know if you still do that.
The previous year, he ended up in hospital.
Yeah, chopped his finger off.
That's two, three arenas in a row we've ended up on the front page of newspapers.
Yeah.
That's true. So we're going to have to pull out all the stops this year, Johnny.
John, I tell you, let's aim for the back page this time or something. I don't know.
Page three. Talking. Actually, speaking of the back page, are you chairman of, chairperson, I should say, of Care GA?
What do you give a man that's already on the edge, a chairman's job? I am hanging on, Dave, by a thread.
So come here, I am a fully fledged coach of two football teams in Portmarnock AFC.
Mm-hmm. Good man.
And 6 days a week, it's the best thing I've done as a grown-up is get involved in this. I couldn't add even the squad lead to the age group I'm in to that. There's no more time left for me. How have you got time to be the chairperson?
It's funny, down the country they're like, if you want someone to do a job, get a busy fella.
Right.
And I might be like, lads, I'm too busy and like making up stuff that like me and Johnny are going on a tour of Japan to try and get out of things and stuff like that. They're not buying it. I seem to be in there and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It's just work. Lads want dugouts.
I'm starting to think that all these gigs that Johnny does are just fundraisers for Care GA in disguise. Because at all our gigs there's lads selling tickets.
Yeah.
There's big QR codes on screen.
You had the whole section.
But it's funny. Propaganda.
Yes.
Well, they'd say to us like, geez, you're great men for selling tickets, but if it's won by somebody not from town, there's absolutely
okay. And then is Care GA now the richest club in Ireland?
I'm just asking, come on, people need Johnny's money.
There's a leak in the toilet, Dave. I kid you not. Like, if you came down, that's what people think, like, because we're always fundraising, but like,
where's the money going?
It's not always successful. So, if you came down and had a look around, like, you'd be proud of the field and you'd be proud of the AstroTurf, but like, the ladies' toilets in particular need attention,
right?
That's the next project for me.
Like the price of bananas, Price of segments of oranges.
That's fair.
We were playing a game one time and I was fullback, broke my finger, and with no physio. So an injured player ran in from the sideline, took the tape off his fingers
and put it on yours.
Gave it to me, and then with all our subs used, so I had to play on for the rest of the game. A ball came in, I actually just volleyed it and littered it back up the field.
I have a list of priorities, Davis, like sell out the Tree Arena, sort out the Daily Jacks,
go to New York for the Irving Plaza shows.
Yeah. Tour in New York, you know, back to like line the field. It's just no, do you know what, we love it though. Like, we like, it's funny, when we started the Two Johnnies, we used to do sketches of like I was the chairman and Johnny was my assistant. Yeah. So it's kind of art imitating life.
Life imitating
art, whatever way you want to look at it.
Lads used to be slagging us. Like, remember one day we were playing Johnny, playing the junior, and like some fellow was giving us a lot of hop because we sponsored the jersey.
Sure,
as well.
Yeah.
I was like, you're only playing because your name's on the jersey.
Yeah.
And I said, look at the sideline. We have one sub who's absolutely dying. There's one selector who doesn't want to be here, like he's hiding in a ditch. That's why we're playing. But we're going great. Things are going great.
I wish Kerr GAA all the best. What's the story with me seeing you in the bath all the time, Johnny P? I've more to be doing my time
it's
now.
It's all heating up.
I've more to be doing my time now.
Your search history now, Dave, is your own business.
Bath selfies that you be sending me.
Myself and Lee Chin in the bath.
You and Lee Chin.
Now, so we were inside in that bath for about 8 hours, I'd say.
Did they keep topping up the temperature of the water?
They did.
There was one fella
just on bubbles.
On bubbles alone.
There was a bubble man. He had a bucket. This lad had worked on like Predator and all that.
Right.
He was an unbelievable prop man.
Yeah.
And he had a bucket and he had a battery drill with a wooden spoon attached to the top of it. And a load of like fairy liquid or something. He's this lad with dreadlocks come over and it's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just going to top up your bubbles there.
Okay.
And he'd like smear a couple of bubbles on my chest.
Get it on your chest.
And then like the cameraman, I was swimming in the bath for ages. I was chatting to the cameraman and he's like, yeah, I did Peaky Blinders. I was like, I'm so sorry. And then they'd be like, more bubbles. You might have come over and smear me bubbles for a
minute. No, I wouldn't want to ruin the illusion, man. I mean, obviously the assumption is that you and Lee Chin are, you know, in the nip, in the bath, whatever. But like, you're sitting there for a long time. Are you wearing like a wetsuit? Like, what are you, like, could you be a GA shorts the whole time?
Yeah, not white ones.
In fairness to Lee, who's a primed athlete.
Yeah.
Like, I could hear, my call time was, I had the best role.
Yeah, you just
one line.
Yeah,
literally, it was there 20 minutes. We still get to split the money, me and him. Yeah. So it's brilliant. I'm the real winner in this ad, right?
I agree.
So I came in to this room, it was like a hotel room, and this was like our green room area, and all I heard outside was like, and I was like, jeez.
Someone,
I was like, who's in there? So I kind of peered in around the bathroom. I was afraid of what I see. Lee Shim was down doing stretches.
Was he?
Yeah, he was after getting stiff as a poker in the bath.
Sitting in the bathroom.
Sorry, like his muscles were after getting stiff.
Well, look, he was in there with me. There was a fellow working on the ad told me when he was a child, he'd done an ad for Brennan's Bread or something, and the whole family were so excited. He was on billboards and bus stops and all, and someone rang him saying, oh, you're up in Ballantyre, you're on the bus stop. So the whole family drove up, and his dad had the camcorder out, the whole lot.
Oh, incredible.
And as they pulled up, there was two teenagers drawing Mickeys on his face. So it's the pros and cons of doing ads.
That's the joy of it. Message in from Dawn says, lads, 8 hours in the bath with Lee Chin. What a dream. Johnny V gets to live dreams, lads.
I know.
Now, there's a message in here that says, can you all please wish Johnny B a happy birthday for tomorrow?
Oh, it is my birthday tomorrow, yeah.
From his side piece.
Wow.
Charmaine's been on. She said, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mrs. Charmaine's is on there now.
She's some scoundrel.
I'll tell you, happy birthday is right. Have a good one there tomorrow. She's here, you're off.
21. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I can't believe.
Yeah, hard to believe you're almost in your 20s.
Have you had planned for it?
Actually going to Liverpool this weekend.
Okay.
With the boys.
Charmaine's going with the boys.
I'm glad that she texted in because you know, I don't have any presents. I had forgotten.
Right.
So I've got the reminder now.
I've got no excuse.
Send Colin the dog out there to the shop or something. Bring him back a snake and a bag of jellies.
What is Wilder? The kind of big festival points in the field, something like that, where you've got the Venga boys and you've got like, you know, like tumbling paddies or whatever.
Yeah.
Or your Tree Arena, like enclosed kind of.
Yeah, it's a different atmosphere. Like the Tree Arena is, you get to do more with lights
and
screens.
Okay.
But the points in the field, we have to open the gates early. People started queuing up and we actually had too many acts this year. Like, it was acts on from about 4:45.
Right.
With the Tim O'Home Men's Choir, Father David did a blessing. It was a bit of Latin and a bit of Oogie Oogie. Come on,
Father David. Yeah.
Jimmy Buckley, hips like a snake. A
lot of Oogie Oogie there as well.
So it all day long. And like, the Venga boys were actually such crack. They were such pros. We went over to them, a bit of chat, you know. We're like, well,
sure.
Are you busy? Any crack like?
Yeah.
And the cowboy fella or the sailor fella, I was like, well, were you gigging last night, you know? And he's like, yeah. I said, where were you? I don't know. I said, what country? And he was like, maybe the UK, I don't know.
The Venga Boys are like, they're like Barbie and Ken dolls. They're just taking over box. Gotcha. They look box fresh.
Gotcha. Like, lazy town. But they're brilliant.
And absolutely.
The Tumble and Paddies were a surprise. They weren't announced. And when they came out, lads, like the country people, the women just absolutely go
really
berserk. Like, yeah,
it's class.
But it's amazing to look out and see 20,000 people.
Ah, unbelievable.
And some of our songs, like, you know, the only bit of crack, they're kind of silly, like.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Singing along.
Like, I wrote that at home, my jocks in the kitchen back, and there's people 100%. Singing along.
Ah, it's unbelievable.
It's amazing, yeah. It's such a feel good day.
Good to hear. It'll be a feel good day on the 13th of December in the Three Arena. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
That'll be heavy going now.
Well, it will.
As the fella said, what can you do when you live in a shoe except save up for wellies? You know what I mean?
As the fella said. Okay, got a quiz for you.
Yeah.
The Parish Quiz is something that you've famously done.
Yes.
On
yes.
your podcast for years. So you've done every parish, pretty much. I want to see.
About 300, I think.
Yeah. I want to see. Have you been paying attention? So I asked my listeners this morning to send us in parish questions to see if the boys can actually answer any of them. Now, the first one, Liam goes on a bit, because my God, is he a fan of you. Have a listen.
Dave, what's the crack? Liam here in Ballinacarrigie in County Westmeath. Love the show and a massive fan of the two Johnnies. Have been to all their gigs and going to all their gigs this year, even going to New York now in 2 weeks' time to see the lads. So what I wanted to ask them for the parish quiz is based on my local village, Ballinacarrigie. So it's name the undertaker who also has a pub in the village in Ballinacarrigie, County Westmeath.
Starting you off with an easy one, lads. Starting you off with an easy one.
Ballinacarrigie, that's just outside Mullingar.
Who's the
trying to think of like a good Westmeath name now.
We've definitely done this on the parish quiz, I'd say.
Ballinacarrigie, yeah. Who's the undertaker? I'm going to say Jim Casey.
Boyle.
Boyle is a good undertaker's name.
So what, you're going for Jim Casey?
Yeah.
Are you going, okay, let's have a listen and see.
Nicholas Murta Undertakers. And the pub is called Murta's.
So unfortunately,
I'm so sorry.
That's a wrong.
Sorry,
that's
to wrong. Nicholas.
Like, everyone should know that.
Murta, yeah.
Fairness, everyone should know that, right.
Top Undertaker, I heard as well.
Okay, James is up.
What's the name of a pub in Yall named after a famous movie starring Gregory Peck?
Moby Dick's.
The answer is Moby Dick's.
Get in, you
straight
know it.
In.
They've got a beautiful big mural on the side of it, a big creamy pint of Murphy's.
Love it. Okay, so that's one in the negative pile, one in the positive pile.
Yeah.
This is to win it now, lads.
Okay, here we go.
Save yourselves. Maggie.
Hello, lads. It's Maggie here in Mullinavat in County Kilkenny. The question is, what do local people call our village?
Local people,
local people.
Not what the Waterford lads call it.
No.
Mullinavat. It's got to be something like short, like the Vat.
I would take the name and I'd go a bit longer.
Mullinavatigan.
Mullinavegas.
You've got to pick one.
Mullinavatigan or Vegas. Quite opposite.
Who's Mullinavegas?
You're going for Mullinavegas?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Mullinavegas.
Yo!
Bang,
they've done it.
You haven't lived till you've been out in Mullinavat.
I tell you what, lads, that's proof that the parish quiz is living inside the minds of the two Johnnies.
What in
the
Vegas?
That's very impressive. That is very impressive. Listen, go and see the two Johnnies. 13th of December, Three Arena. It's going to be an unbelievable show. I'll be there.
Thanks, Dave.
You better be there.
Thank you. Sure.
Tickets on sale tomorrow.
I want to see what an injury Johnny is maxing going to get.
What can you do to me this year?
But no, put down that cannon, lads.
There might be a bath on stage.
Oh, there might be. Yeah, you never know.
It's a great idea.
Boys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
All the best.
Dave Moore on Today FM.